You talked this morning a lot about the Ed's Meds economy being so strong in Syracuse. But I wanted to ask you, there's got to be limits to that. There's only so much that can drive or boost this economy.
Well, assuming that the, you know, especially on the education side, assuming it stops at the edge of the education establishment. Remember, the education establishment produces all sorts of ideas and innovations, and those ideas and innovations can be the basis of startup companies. And that's really what we think that there's a lot of scope for in this region. But not that much of that innovation actually leads to jobs in the region. And so that's really the challenge, is to partner business and the universities together.
How are we doing right now on that?
I think people understand the importance of this. I think they understand the potential of it. And I think that there are some efforts underway that are making some progress. But it's a slow process. And so that the first years are sort of the hardest years, the most difficult struggle to get it going. But I think, you know, I think that there's definitely plenty of opportunity here. One of the challenges, I think, is actually getting the venture capitalist firms also willing to invest.
Is there a stigma towards upstate, either for people wanting to come up here or invest?
I don't think there's a stigma at all. I think it's really more just a question of getting enough scale to make it worthwhile for people to engage in that dialogue and have those conversations.
This was a couple years ago, but there's someone in the Cuomo administration that actually said that trying to spread some of the success that the Capital Region has had in terms of nanotech all the way across the state to Utica or Syracuse or Buffalo was insane.
I would say, I don't think it's insane at all. I think it's probably not practical in terms of nanotech, but there's a whole bunch of other places to have innovation, you know, in terms of, you know, healthcare.
Obviously, we're just coming out of a recession. Is the environment either in New York or in the Northeast or nationwide finally getting to a point where some of these efforts in terms of, you know, things coming out of the tech garden where you were this morning or some of these other pushes for innovation, are they going to be able to succeed better, get off the ground better?
I would say that, you know, my characterization of how we're doing is that the economy looks somewhat better, but we're not out of the woods yet. There's a number of, you know, downside risks to the outlook, you know, in terms of what happens, events abroad, what happens in terms of oil prices. The U.S. housing sector is still not performing very well.
The other thing you've talked about in upstate's economy in central New York is the housing and how it kind of weathered that storm because there wasn't the boom bust. But isn't that almost a product of how stagnant this economy has been?
You know, it's sort of good news, bad news. I mean, the good news is that there wasn't a huge increase in the demand for housing in the region, so there wasn't a huge big increase in prices. There wasn't a huge amount of credit that was extended. So there was no housing bust here, and so that made the recession in the region less severe. But you're absolutely right. Part of what drove the housing booms in a number of places was the demographics, where you had, you know, rapid increases in population. That's clearly not happening in this region. And, you know, I think it's, you know, fair to say that, you know, this region, because the demographics are different, is probably not going to be as vibrant as some other regions. But that there's still an important challenge, though. It really is to develop a set of opportunities here so people, after they get their schooling here, have reasons to stay here. You know, that's the critical thing, I think, for the health of the region. If you have all these people come to this region to get their educations, if you can keep, you know, a reasonable proportion of those people here, the only way you're going to do that is they have opportunities for them. If you can do that, then I think the region can do very, very well in the future.